So right now, we're listening to some sounds recorded at dusk in the Okefenokee swamps. As recorded by Irv Tidebell. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. I expect to be back here next week with Annie for her final training session. And remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motorized vehicle and driving, because you could kill people that way, including yourself. Well, we don't want you to do that. Certainly not. A friendly reminder from people who care. Here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, and Freeform Radio.
Dorothy, do you guys want to say hi?
Yeah, we're back. Second show. And we brought another guest.
Big time.
Hello. Welcome to the show. Enjoy.
Lit. Okay, yeah, we're going to start with Mercy, Mercy Me by Marvin Gaye. And then we're going to move into some Jackson Brown.
Yes, sir.
And then we're going to move into some
Brazilian music of some sort.
Nice.
And we're probably going to have
Brazilian jazz.
Brazilian jazz, no way.
Yeah, it's going to be hype.
It's going to be hype. And then we're going to do all the normal stuff, like a PSA, and then we're going to subject Tiana to some first time in the studio torture.
Oh, no.
It's going to be awesome. And then we're going to have some really bad transitions, and you're going to love it. It's going to be great. Okay, let's see if the DJ mix works. It may not, it might. We'll just stick with automation for now.
There'll come a time. There'll come a time when the world won't be singing. When the world won't be singing. Flowers won't grow.
Left you on the debris at the Sunday morning market. You were sorting through the odds and ends. You was looking for a bargain. I heard your footsteps at the front door. And that old familiar love song. Gosh, you knew you'd find me waiting there at the top of the stairs. Trouble at the depot with the general workers union.
Hello guys, we're here and we really want to hear one of your guys' funny stories. So can you please call 855-915-WMFO? Thanks. We will put you on the radio and you can tell your story, please. Thank you. Enjoy.
Left you on the debris. Now we both know you got the money. And I wonder what you would have done without me hanging around.
My eyes, tell me what is wrong, 'cause I'm wise. with the new guest. She's going to tell us a little bit about herself. Kiana?
Oh, can you ask me a leading question?
A leading question.
Yeah, thanks.
Let's go with, I don't know, tell me what your major is.
Oh, that's kind of boring.
Boring.
Oh, you're Sorixa.
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, great.
How about you get one? Clearly I'm not good at questions.
Okay. Would you rather have to wear a hat 24/7 for a full year and like not take it off, not wash it, or have a watermelon growing inside your stomach but no one knows and it doesn't really affect you?
Would it hurt?
No, it maybe make you a little bit heavier because it's like a watermelon inside of you, but like, you know,
so I would just have the knowledge that I have a watermelon inside me.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear you. I feel like the knowledge having a watermelon is like not that different, you know, than having like any other organ, you know?
That's true. I guess we always know that everything's inside of us.
Yeah.
To be honest, from a young age, I thought every time I ate a watermelon seed, I had one in me. So
oh, yeah.
Different from the knowledge.
So true.
So you're just actually growing one right now.
We all could be. We wouldn't know.
Inside.
You know?
That's true.
And like, yeah.
Just
it's all relative.
Guys, we're distracted. We've gone off track. We have to get to know our new guest.
Watermelon. 100%.
Okay.
Say no to hats.
Say no to hats.
Yeah. Unwashed hats.
Unwashed hats. For a full year. 24/7.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. Awful.
Let's see. Is there anything that you really want the world to know about you?
No.
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 You want to be undercover?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Wow. Evan, do you want to play our next song? Because that one just finished.
Yes, I do. We're going to play some Gaucho by Steely Dan.
This is exciting stuff.
This
oh my
is
gosh.
So hype.
This is so hype. Do you want to read the PSA right now?
Oh, I haven't picked one yet.
Okay, then we'll get back to that. Evan, okay. What's our next song? Introduce us. Again. Again. And then I'll turn
Again.
It up.
We're playing Gaucho by Steely Dan. One of my favorite of his songs. Of their songs, I guess.
Thank you. I bust through them doors. Spilled half on my jeans, the other half on the floor. When I saw you standing by that video game, well, I ain't very good, but I get practice by myself. Forgot my one line, so I just said what I felt. If only you were lonely, if only you was lonely too. Only you was lonely, I'd go home with you. Twenty push-ups this morning, that was half of my goal. Tonight I'll be doing pull-ups on the toilet bowl. And somewhere there's somebody a-throwing up. Well, I broke the seal on my door, poured myself to bed. The whirlpool spinning around in my head. There was liquor on my breath, you were on my mind. And I'll be dreaming of that smile without a care. And I was tired as hell. Another day is here. Oh well. Somewhere there's a smile with my name on it.
Room, bound to win a prize. They've been going at it all night long. Well, I'm trying to get some sleep, but these motel walls are cheap. Lincoln Duncan is my name, and here's my song. Here's my song. My father was a fisherman, my mama was a fisherman's friend. And I was born in the boredom and the chowder. So when I reached my prime, I left my home in the Maritimes, headed down the turnpike for New England. Sweet New England. Holes in the knees of my jeans. I was left without a penny in my pocket. Ooh-wee, I was about destitute as a kid could be. And I wished I wore a ring so I could hawk it. I'd like to hawk it. The young girl in a parking lot was preaching to a crowd, singing sacred songs and reading from the Bible. Well, I told her I was lost, and she told me all about the Pentecost. And I seen that girl as the road to my survival. Just later on the very same night, when I crept to her tent with a flashlight, and my long years of innocence ended.
Well, she took me to the woods, saying, here comes something and I feel so good. And just like a dog, I was befriended. I was befriended. Oh, oh, what a night. Oh, what a garden of delight. Even now that sweet memory lingers. I was playing my guitar, lying underneath the stars, just thanking the Lord for my fingers, for my fingers.
Tiana had an amazing idea.
Yes,
I did. We're going to play a game. Well, actually, first, you can read your PSA.
Oh!
While I think of a song.
Okay, I'm going to do this in a British accent. Because I don't know why. I was told I have a really good one. Okay. This PSA is about probiotics. Did you know there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry. They're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics, found in yogurt. So true. Probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt. Meaning, you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt.
Is that how it ends?
Yes. Bloody hell, that's a lot of yogurt.
Wow.
That's all I got. But they're really important. Oh, do I have to read this last part?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. This has been a public service announcement from TWIFS Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. Medford. So true.
Wow. Perfect. Yeah. That was a lot of yogurt.
Yeah, it is.
Yogurt.
Bloody hell. I almost believed you were British.
Thank you. Thank you. I try. Anyways, now we're going to play a fun game. Emma?
Fun game. Okay, well, I'll just go with what you recommended. And I'll... I want it that way.
Should we explain what the game is?
Wait, no.
Oh, no.
Okay. I don't know a song ending in order.
Sorry.
I feel like there has to be a song that's like way down.
We come from the land. Oh, no, that's not way down under.
We can improvise.
Okay, sure. Way down under. We're moving, blowing, men plunder.
Oh, you ended on plunder.
Can't you hear? Is that better? Here?
Oh. I don't know.
This is so hard.
Hear the thunder. You.
Thunder. Thunder.
Oh, that was so good.
Lightning and the thunder. Well, I don't know how to get off of thunder.
Yeah, you
kind of cooked yourself.
Either got lightning or thunder here. But also, I don't know any lightning songs.
There has to be a lightning song.
Yeah, there must be a lightning song.
Lightning in the dark.
Is that a song? That
Fishing in the Dark's a song.
I'll take it. Keep going.
I don't know that. Keep going. You and me go fishing in the dark. This is a bad game.
I no.
I think if I knew more songs, it would be good. Or if I did a cappella.
You are the only one of us that sings ever.
Yeah.
You should be more locked in.
I was voted worst singer in my high school.
That's just me.
Actually?
Yeah, no joke.
Like
How
for
big
the
was
yearbook?
Your high school?
What? Like yeah.
For the year, you were in the yearbook as worst singer.
Yeah.
Usually they do.
They usually
ones.
Do nice ones. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Were you the? Was that the only mean one?
One of the few. Yeah.
Oh.
It was rough.
Were you sad about it?
No, it's okay. I just kept singing.
You just gotta keep singing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then. Eventually, they'll build up a tolerance.
Oh, so
by
true.
By the way, Emma, that song is done.
Oh,
that
no.
Is
I will
ended.
Play
Better sing
song
another
now.
One.
Better, yeah. That's the only solution. We must sing.
Mm-hmm.
I also
Oh, sings picked, a song.
Did you start it?
Yeah. Yes.
It's on. It's just not very loud yet.
Anyways, fans, if you have any songs that you want us to sing, call in. Thanks.
Yay.
Okay. Field be so well read, they can't even guess what you're reading. He says, I know I'm the big shot literary boss, but I do not intend to die on that cross. I make what I earn and I won't take no less. I'm not writing birthday greetings. On then Jenny's blood ran hot. She said, I'm not one for desk jockeys, but I'll give you a shot. Love in the United States. Me a modern lay. American kids swing the American way. What do you learn from your lover? Tommy works all day sewing baseball gloves. Lays up at night watching Punch Drunk Love. He writes fan fiction on the factory floor, mostly concerning Fernando. And then one fine day on the production line, Fernando says, hey Tommy, I'm running out of time. I'm 28 years old at the edge of my prime, and I can't even play the piano. And Tommy says, well hell Fern, neither can I. Do you want to come over and watch a movie sometime?
Love in the United States. Empathy makes me a modern.
Swing the American way. What do you learn from your lover? Starts with an absinthe mist, tops it off with a lemon twist, slides a low-ball glass down the bar to a new face in a yellow raincoat, brings the rag out and wipes down the wood, feel like she don't feel so good. Steals a glance at an old Polaroid, tacked up by the Bushmills. Danny outside the Divine Lorraine, just standing there in the pouring rain. 1 year from the day he died, smiling like a child. She hears a crackle in the back of the room, slow fading on a Neil Young tune. Turns around at the end of the bar, sees another smile. And Margaret says, hey stranger, let me ask you a question. You don't look like a dancer, but would you make an exception?
Love in the United States, empathy makes me a modern way. American kids swing the American way. What do you learn from your lover? American kids swing the American way. What do you learn from your lover? What do you learn from your lover? What do you learn from your lover?
I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends. And tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart. Broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Old and smoking and rolled cigarettes, running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs and when we got paid. We'd buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown. But I can't wait to go home. Sell clothes. One works down by the coast. One had two kids but lives alone. One's brother overdosed.
One's already on his second wife. One's just barely getting by. But these people race me and I can't wait to go home. And I'm on my way. I still remember these old country lanes when we did not know the answers. And I miss the way you make me feel. It's real when we watch the sunset over the castle on the hill. Ooh, over the castle on the hill. Ooh, over the castle on the hill.
Explain.
I love it. Fave artist.
Why?
I've listened to it from a young age, you know. I'm just belting it at the top
of
my lungs. How young? I don't know when it came out. Which is it? 12 years old? 13 years old? No clue. But you guys should all listen to Ed, too.
Aren't you going to a concert? You've been to
I've been to a concert, and I'm going in Nashville. And theoretically, I'm going in Boston, but this was not planned. Like, I didn't want to go this many times. But I'm so hyped that I am. Yeah. But if you guys ever have the chance to hear Ed in Ireland, you should go. It was life-changing.
Galway Girl?
Galway Girl, yes.
That's one of my favorite songs.
It's awesome. Play it next.
Play it next. Evren, what are we listening to right now?
We're listening to Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. I think that'll carry us out.
Aw.
And
overall,
you know what's so cool? Evren's band. You want to give a shout out?
Am I allowed to?
You're such allowed to.
Yeah, come see Tom's Foolery play. We'll be playing Wish You Were Here at the next show we have.
Woohoo! When is the next show?
Whenever we get one.
Ah.
Whenever we get one.
Everyone pull up.
So, everyone call the station. Spam it.
Yes, spam it. We really want your calls.
We're about to leave, but you should spam whoever's next.
Please.
And tell them Tom's Foolery needs to get on a show.
You think you can
play? You can play the radio show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you do that, even though you won't sing on air?
I would do... Yeah, I mean, St. Cecilia's did it last night.
Literally.
And...
Can you tell a green field? Okay, so we're gonna listen to this song and then we'll head out.
Aw. Goodbye, mates.
A smile from a veil. Do you think you can tell?